He displays the pastime of being, thank you, of being sick. And then Jagannath retires to a private quarters for 15 days. And it's said at that time that he's enjoying pastimes with Lakshmi Devi, his consort. This is Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Bhav. Jagannath is considered to be this mood of Vaikuntha. And then after 2 weeks, he's been boxed up in a room for 2 weeks, and he's been sick and recovering, so he wants to go for a ride. He wants to get out, get some fresh air. So he goes for a festival, goes for a rath, a chariot festival, goes for a ride in his chariot. And he goes to a beautiful garden which was established. That garden was established by the queen of Indradumna. Her name was Gundicha. So she made a very beautiful garden, and it was her wish that Lord Jagannath would come and spend time in her garden and accept some puja there. So to reciprocate with his devotee, Gundicha Devi, then Jagannath goes for a ride, he goes in his chariots, takes his brother and sister, and they go to this nice garden. And they stay for 9 days, and then they return, Ultarath. So this is a general understanding. It's a festival, it's a deity festival, it's Jagannath's festival. He's going to this beautiful garden. And that's pretty much what everybody understands, all the Arisan people. It's one of the annual festivals. But the inner significance of Kurukshetra and Vrindavan and Lord Chaitanya's dancing there, because before 500 years ago, the festival was going on. Rath Yatra has been going on for 1,000 years, 2,000 years, 3,000, 10,000 years. So there's no Lord Chaitanya dancing in front of the cart. So all the what is the relationship and the significance of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath, and what contribution and revelation did Gauranga Mahaprabhu add to the Rath Yatra festival? What new dimension did he bring about by his leela? That has only been manifested through the presence of Lord Chaitanya and his associates who would describe his leela. And we are followers of that parampara, Gaudiya Vaishnava parampara. So we have a very unique, we the followers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Lord Gauranga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have a very unique and esoteric concept of the Rath Yatra. This secret is unknown. The Sri Vaishnavas, so many Vaishnav groups have their headquarters in Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri is one of the four holy dhams of India, the Mukti Dwara. They have Chardham, Parikrama, Rameshwaram in the south, and Badrinath in the north. In the east we have Jagannath Puri, in the west we have Dwarka. One attains liberation by visiting these places together, it's told. So all of the Vaishnava Sampradayas and also the Advaitin Sampradayas, Adi Shankaracharya has his headquarters there. He has one mat, the impersonal viewpoint, Advaitins. And the Sri Vaishnavas, the Ramanujas, all the different groups have their temples, ashrams, and headquarters there. And they all celebrate and they all take part in Jagannath Rath Yatra. But none of them have the idea that we have. None of these Vaishnavas, or these Mayavadis, Vaishnavas, or Shankarites, or Shaivites, yogis, no one, no spiritual personalities have the understanding of Rath Yatra that we do. There are entire chapters of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Entire chapters writing about the bhavas, the ecstatic experiences and revelations of Mahaprabhu while he's taking darshan of Jagannath and while he's dancing in the Rath Yatra festival. It's the most esoteric and intimate revelation of divine rapture that's ever been revealed in the history of human race. So we want to describe a little bit about that. And understanding something about this transcendental phenomenon, then we can more deeply take part in this annual festival of Rath Yatra. Because Rath Yatra really means to enter the heart. Rath Yatra means the festival of Radharani's heart. That's really what it is. Rath, the word Rath means chariot, cart, Rath. And Yatra means festival. Is it right? Is it correct? You know what does the word Yatra mean? Does it mean festival? Like a Yatri means a pilgrim. So Yatra means a journey. The chariot journey. It's translated in English as a chariot festival. Utsav means festival. So it's a Yatri goes on a Yatra, right? A pilgrim is a Yatri, one who travels to a holy place. So a Yatra means a pilgrimage. So it's a chariot pilgrimage, going from one place to another, from Jagannath Mandir, down the grand road for 6 kilometers to Gundicha Mandir and the Gundicha Bagicha. It's a garden. It's a beautiful garden. It was built by the queen. It's called Sundarachala. And Sundara means beautiful. It also means golden place, beautiful place, beautiful mountain. And Neelachala means blue, blue hill, blue mountain. Now, Jagannath's temple is situated on Neelachala. Neelachala Chandra Amar Prabhu Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Neelachala Chandra Amar Prabhu Jagannath. There's one kirtan they have. The moon over Neelachala, Prabhu Jagannath. He is my Lord. So the Lord goes there. And what Lord Chaitanya is actually, what it actually is the journey of Radharani, bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. So this is most unknown, let's say, not misunderstood, it's actually unknown. We know it because Krishnadas Kaviraj describes it so minutely in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We know it because we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is Lord Chaitanya? Lord Chaitanya is Rasaraj Mahabhav. He is Radha Govinda Yugalavatar. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. He is no different than Radha and Krishna. Antar Krishna, Bahir Radha. Inside, all of his bhavas, his heart, the heart of Mahaprabhu is the heart of Radharani. Searching for Krishna, crying for Krishna, sometimes meeting Krishna, and sometimes separated from Krishna. Sambhog Milan, Radharani meeting Krishna. Gauranga meeting Jagannath. Gauranga is Krishna in Radha Bhav. Outside, male, but it's the male, Krishna form, relishing Radharani's Bhav. So, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he revealed that this whole Rath Yatra is all about Kurukshetra and all about Vrindavan. So we have to expand our minds to see Rath Yatra like this from the Gaudiya Vedanta or Gaudiya Darshan, the Gaudiya viewpoint, most unique, esoteric. That the Lord has 5 different forms. In Bhagavan, he has 5 different forms for pastimes in the material world. Bhagavan assumes 5 different forms. The Paratattva, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. The original form of Krishna is called Paratattva. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the original form. Krishna's 2, Bhagavan Swayam. Then the second form is the 4 chief immediate expansions. The 4 immediate expansions of the Lord are known as Chaturvyuha. I don't mean Kurukshetra battle formation, Vyuha. Chaturvyuha means 4 expansions. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. This is the second manifestation of the Lord to engage in pastimes in this world. And a third manifestation is vaibhav rup. And these are the various incarnations that appear in this world for different purposes. So those vaibhav incarnations, they are dasavatar, matsya, vaman, nasringha, etc., Buddha. So that's the third. Then the fourth expansion or form of the Lord who enters this world to have pastimes is well known to all of us, Antaryami. One who has gone inside. Super soul, Paramatma. That's one form of the Lord. The Lord has expanded from the spiritual world to enter this material world and have pastimes as Antaryami. That's the fourth expansion. The fifth expansion is Archamurti, the Vigraha, Shiv Vigraha. This is also a form of the Lord coming into this world to have pastimes. So the Daro Brahman, the deity of Jagannath, he's Archamurti. He's the fifth expansion of the Lord who has come into this world for pastimes. And when the Lord comes down to this world, he comes in with all his, he brings his holy dham, his holy abode, his holy dham, and he brings his associates, he brings all his paraphernalia. So when Krishna came or appeared as Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri, Jagannath Puri has different names. It's called Shank Kshetra because it's the configuration or the outline of the dham is shaped like a conch, shank. Brajabhumi Vrindavan, Sridham Vrindavan, is shaped like a padma, like a lotus, kamal, with like the petals, eight petals of a lotus. So it's called Shank Kshetra, it's called Sri Kshetra, it's called Durlabh Kshetra. Durlabh Kshetra, very difficult to attain such a place. It's very difficult to have darshan there. It's not very easy. It's called Purushottam Kshetra because the Supreme Personality of God, Purushottam Sri Krishna, he resides there as Lord Jagannath. So Sri Kshetra, we say Jagannath Puri, but it's a holy dham. It's called Neelachala Dham. So there, the Lord comes down and he manifests the whole spiritual world. So another name for Jagannath Puri is Boma Vaikuntha. So the Archamurti is a full, the Archamurti Jagannath is a full representation of the personality of Godhead. And Jagannath Puri is the holy abode, it's called Boma Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. So these five forms, this are accessible to the jivas, and Lord Chaitanya, when he spent the first 24 years of his life living in Navadvip, West Bengal, in Mayapur, as Grihastha, for some years. And then he took sannyas and he chose to live in Jagannath Puri on one level because he asked his mother was so attached, she was practically dying with the thought that he would take sannyas, which he did, and leave home. So then Lord Chaitanya said, "Would you be happy if I take up residence in Jagannath Puri? Because I was thinking maybe I'll go to Vrindavan, live there." And Mother Sachi said, "Yes, that would be nice. Because once a husband takes sannyas, then he can't again come to his home. He can meet his mother or his children somewhere, but not in his ancestral home in some other village or whatever. But never again meet his wife, Vishnupriya." So Mother Sachi said, "That's quite good, because many Bengali Vaishnavas, they regularly go to Puri for Rath Yatra and other festivals, and I can get news about you. I can get the good news about my son, and that will satisfy me and pacify me that I know that you're all right and getting enough to eat." Because mothers are always concerned that their children are well fed and happy. So he took up residence, Lord Chaitanya took up residence in Jagannath Puri for 24 years. 6 years he traveled as a mendicant, a Paribrajak sannyasi, wandering the length and breadth of India. But the whole time, after he took initiation in Gaya, at the age of 20 years old, When he was 20 years old, he took initiation from Ishwarapuri. He returned to Mayapur and lived for 4 years. Then he took sannyas at 24 from Keshava Bharati in Katwa, West Bengal. But when he came back at the age of 20, he became deeply absorbed in a mood of viraha bhav, Krishna viraha, deep separation from Krishna. He would ask anyone he would meet, he would say, "Where's Krishna? Can you show me Krishna?" And someone told him that, "Krishna, you're looking for Krishna. Krishna's in your heart. He's in everyone's heart. Why are you crying for Krishna, Krishna kaha, Krishna kaha, Krishna kotai, Krishna kotai, where is Krishna? Krishna, 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 hey. Why are you so disturbed? Why are you so morose and anxious and full of anguish? He's right in your heart." "Oh, really? Ah!" So reenacting his Nisringa Leela, because Mahaprabhu is Sarvavatari, he's Purna Bhagavan. He's Purna Bhagavan, Sarvavatari. All the avatars are within Mahaprabhu. Vishnu, Ram, Krishna, everyone is there. He showed his Sadbhuj Roop and a few times in Puri and other places. Sadbhuj Roop, six-arm form. "I am Ram, see my green arms, my bow and arrow. I am Krishna, see my flute and cowherding stick, my lati. And I am Chaitanya, see my kamandalu and my danda. Golden arms." So he showed that he's... So he became so mad and he starts enacting on, yes, and he's ripping up his own chest to find, because someone said, "Krishna, you can find Krishna in your heart." So he starts ripping his chest open. His mother stops, "Stop!" He's actually clawing at his chest with his ripping and cutting his chest with his nails. And the exasperation of separation from Krishna. "I must find him, even at the cost of my own annihilation. If I can find Krishna in my heart and bisect myself, well, let it be." And then Gadadhar Pandit, who was visiting, he lived next door. He was his lifelong friend, bosom friend. He said, "No, stop. I'll show you Krishna." So then somehow he pacified Gauranga, Nimai, Vishambhar. And then Mother Sachi saw that he was so effective in saving the life of her son who was about to destroy himself, literally. And then she appointed him, she requested, "Gadadhar, please always stay with my son, Vishambhara, to protect him, because he follows you, he listens to you." So now, when Mahaprabhu took sannyas and left, he left his home and family because he couldn't bear. He had to find Krishna. Somehow, somewhere, he had to find Krishna. So he ran. He literally ran out of his house. At 3 o'clock in the morning, he ran out, jumped in the Ganga, swam across the Ganga with all his clothes on, and ran across 20 kilometers to Katwa to take sannyas. And then from that point on, he became totally beside himself in the madness of searching for Krishna. Krishna. And then he started touring India. He came to Puri briefly, then he went all over India. And everywhere there was only one word. There was only one word in the heart of Lord Chaitanya. There was only one word in the mind of Lord Chaitanya. And there was only one word in the mouth of Lord Chaitanya. What was that word? Krishna, 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 hey. So everywhere Mahaprabhu was searching for Krishna, and he was so much in the madness of seeing Krishna, when he came to Puri and he saw the chakra on the top of Jagannath's temple, when he first entered Puri, he saw the chakra, and he was so much eager to meet Krishna, and so much utkantita bhav, so much eagerness to meet the Lord, they looked at the chakra, because the chakra signifies a temple of Vishnu, and the trishul signifies a temple of Shiva. So whenever you see chakra on the shikara on the top of the temple dome, that means Vishnu temple. It could be Ram, could be Narayan Vishnu, or Krishna. That's the symbol, Gada Padma chakra. So when he looked at the chakra, he said, "Oh, look at that blue boy. And he said to his, you see that blue boy? He's so cute. He's so charming. Do you see him? And everyone said, well, yeah, well, I think maybe. Looks like a chakra to me. So he was already seeing Gopal. So then when he entered the temple, did he see a huge shapeless figure with no arms and no legs and no neck and a big black piece of wood and big smile? No, when he entered the temple, he saw that very person whom he was looking for. That very person whom he was searching for. He didn't see Jagannath, Lord of the universe. He saw Brajendranandan Shamasundar. He saw him Tribangalalitam Niyataprakasham Shamasundaram Sarupam Sundaram. He saw the beautiful form of Shamasundar playing his flute. And he, you're here. You're here. Krishna. Sham. And he starts running. It's a long distance from the back of the temple to the front. It's quite a long way. And he's running with his arms outstretched. I must embrace you. I must have you. I found you. And then he collapsed. He fainted. The guards of the temple, the Pandit guards, they thought he was some fanatic Bengali sannyasi. They thought he was some fanatic. And they came with sticks to beat him. He's going to jump on the altar and grab our deity. What's going on? Unfortunately, he fainted before that. So then he was taken by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to his house. He was a big acharya and teacher there. And he could understand that this sannyasi is a very elevated personality, maybe a siddha, and exhibiting different ecstatic symptoms. So then he took care of him, and then finally a residence was found, and he stayed in Kashimishra's house, who is the Rajguru, or the king of Puri. So Mahaprabhu was in this state of consciousness when he was living in Puri, in Jagannath Puri, from day to day. And when the Rath Yatra came, the actual festival, then Lord Chaitanya, his experience was completely different than anyone else's. Because everyone else saw, this is a Daru Brahman, the Daru Brahman form of the Lord made from Daru wood. This is a deity, a murti, and the deity is going on a procession. A chariot procession, a ride. He's going to his garden house. He's been stuck in his temple all these days. He's going. Or at best, some people were thinking, well, the temple of Puri represents Dwarka, and the garden is like Kurukshetra, and Lord Jagannath. One time, when Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra, during their Dwarka Leela, they went to Kurukshetra. So this is commemorating this yatra, this journey, this festival is commemorating that event, historical event in the life of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. But for Lord Chaitanya, he was seeing something quite different, which we are meant to see also. We are meant to see, as Mahaprabhu is seeing, our scriptures are telling us, that the temple, the Jagannath Mandir, which is interestingly enough, it's called Sri Mandir. In Puri, everyone refers to this temple as Sri Mandir. And because Lakshmi, Bimala Devi is there, one form of Lakshmi, consort of Jagannath and Bimala Devi, she has a temple inside, just behind Lord Jagannath's temple, and she immediately receives all the offerings. As is generally the custom in Indian tradition, that the husband eats and then the wife eats afterwards. So that goes on in the spiritual world also, interestingly enough. As above, so below. This is not some outmoded, chauvinistic Indian tradition, as one might like to think, that the wife serving the husband and taking his remnants or eating afterwards. This is just some weird Indian custom Now we're quite modern, and we do things the Mlecha way, the Yavana way. We like to follow the Mleches and Yavanas of Germany and America, because they all sit down together at the dinner table, and everyone eats a shud bog, a shud. They put everything in the middle, all the preparations, the mother, the father, the children, everyone just reaches like this, and one's taking this and that, and everyone's self-service, serve yourself, the rugged individual. There's no such thing as hot chapatis delivered on your plate, or hot puris, or more servings of hot sabji. Whatever is in the middle of the table, that's what you eat, and that's that. And then once someone else eats it, then they reach in, they're eating with one hand, and then they're reaching with the same hand and serving themselves. So everything becomes ashud, becomes uchista. And it's just a mutual contamination orgy, food orgy. Everyone's eating this, that. You're eating my remnants, I'm eating your remnants, and everything is contaminated. So this is the modern way. So India likes to do like this. But, so that's nice. If you like it that way, you can stay in the material world, because that's not the way it is in the spiritual world. Bad news. It's very bad news for women's liberation. Very, very bad news. I'm very sorry to inform all the women's liberationists of Bombay and Delhi that if by chance they ever reach the spiritual world, they will find, yes, the ladies are also cooking in the spiritual world, and yes, the ladies are serving the men in the spiritual world, and yes, the ladies eat after the men in the spiritual world. So I'm very, very sorry to give you this bad news, but this is the truth. Parvati cooks for Shiva, and she serves Shiva. Shiva does not eat goats' heads. I'm sorry. He does not drink goat blood. I'm sorry. He takes Shankarshan Mahaprasad. He worships Shankarshan. Vasudev Shankarshan Pradyumna Aniruddha. He worships Vishnu. He's a Vishnu Bhakta. Vaishnavanam Yatashambhu. He makes all nice chapan bhog, all vegetarian food items, Jain vegetarian food items. No onions and garlic. And he prepares very nicely, and Parvati assists him, or maybe she cooks, and then he offers to Vishnu, Sankarshan Ram. Then he takes the Mahaprasad remnants, and then his wife takes afterwards, and Ganapati, the kids also get something. Ganapati and Kartikeya, and then whatever left they give to Nandi. Nandi gets a share also. They take care of their family cow, their family bull. You have a pet dog, you live here in Juhu, so you have a big German shepherd. So Shiva has a pet bull, a Brisha. But he's vegetarian, and he's really powerful. More powerful than your German shepherd. So that's the way it is. Small tangent there to the spiritual world. So back to Jagannath Puri. So Bimala Devi, the point I'm saying is that after Jagannath gets his Japan Bhog, then it's taken to the outside, to the back, to the temple, where Bimala Devi stays in her temple, his consort, and she receives the prasadam, the Mahaprasad. Then after Bimala Devi takes it, then all of us, it goes to Anand Bazaar, and everyone buys the prasad or honors over there, and that's we're actually eating Bimala Devi's Maha Prasad. So therefore, the temple is called Sri Mandir, and in honor of Lakshmi Devi and Bimala Devi. So there's a whole story about Lord Jagannath goes to his garden. He tells his wife, "Look, I've been sick for a couple of weeks, and now I recovered. I need some fresh air. My brother and I and my sister were going for a ride in the car. We're going down to the park, and we'll be back in a day. We'll stay overnight. We'll be back tomorrow." This is the basic general idea of Rath Yatra. This is 99% of the people have this idea, conception. It's the itihas. Jagannath Puri, itihas mahatmyam. So then they get in their chariots and they go there. But they don't stay for one day and come back. They stay for 9 days. So Lakshmi Devi, she's waiting. What is this one day? He said, I'll be right back. He went with his sister and brother. But then after 5 days after the Rath Yatra, it's called Hara Panchami. Panchami means five. Hara means Lakshmi. So Lakshmi Devi said, what is this? My husband's not keeping his word. So she takes all of her sevadasis. And it's a whole festival. And all the pandas and everything. And she goes marching down in palanquin. In royal situation, she goes down to the Gundicha, and the door is locked, and Jagannath Swami is not letting her in. Jagannath Swami means my husband. Jagannath Swami means husband. So Jagannath Swami bolted the door and said, I don't want to see my wife. So she's very angry. She beats on the door, ton, 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 let me in, you rascal. So then he doesn't open the door. He's enjoying his garden life, and he wants his free time, free space with his brother and sister. So then she and her sevadasis go to Jagannath's chariot. They go to his car and they let out the tire. They let the air out of the tires. You know the car, you let the air out of the tires and it becomes flat tire, right? So when you don't like somebody, you go at night, this is what children do, at least American children. Sometimes we would go to our teacher's house and you take one brick, and I'll just give the kids, any kids in the audience, I'll tell you how to do it. You loosen the cap. Every car has a little place where you put the air in the tire, right? Little nipple thing, you put the air. So there's a cap, you loosen that little cap, there's a little covering, then you put a nail in there, so it goes psh. Then you put a brick on, you lean a brick on that. You know, brick, eid, right? You say eid. So it's, the nail stays there, so it goes shh. And you put on all four tires. And that's about 11 o'clock at night. Teacher's sleeping. Then the next morning at 7 o'clock, he goes out to the car. Oh, my God. I have four flat tires. And there's only one spare tire. Bot mushkil. Big problem. So this is a way of evening the score with your nasty teachers. So this started with Lakshmi Devi. She started this tradition, so it's bona fide. She went to Gundicha and she let the air out of all of Jagannath's tires. No, actually what she did, she breaks off pieces of the cart so that to show her animosity. And she goes into Mon. So then she returns to the temple. And 4 days later, Jagannath decides, all right, I guess I better go back. It's been 9 days. I've been trying to call Lakshmi Devi for 4 days, but her cell phone is turned off. She's not answering any calls or taking any messages, so she must be really, really angry. So therefore, he gets in a chariot and he goes back to the temple. And when he gets there, what happens? He goes to the front door and he finds the front door of the Shri Mandir is locked. Because Lakshmi, it's called tit for tat. You locked me out of your garden house, so I will lock you out of my house. Remember, Swami. Swami means husband. Remember, Swami Jagannath, what is the name of this house? You see the name on the door? Shri Mandir. So it belongs to me because I am Shri. So Jagannath is really perplexed. He, in a royal fashion, comes with his big chariots, pulls up with his big chariots, Balaram, his huge chariot, and Balaram's chariot, and Subhadra. Come on, Balaram, let's go. Hey, the door's locked. Hey, let us in. And then they open a little door. No way. So then Jagannath, walks back, gets on his cart, and he has to sit there for 24 hours. And he consults with all his ministers and says, what can I do to please my wife? I want to go home. I want to get in my house. I don't want to sit in my car for the rest of my life. Imagine sitting in your car for the rest of your life, parked in front of your house. It's not a very good proposal. So then they said, listen, you have to really get dressed up. Because that's like a woman's all dressed up, she looks more attractive. A man's all dressed up, he looks more handsome. So you have to really get decked out, because when you were down in your garden house, you were just walking around in a gumsha. You're just wearing a gumsha and some flower garlands and some tulsi mala and some flower earrings and flower bracelets. And you were just carefree, footloose, carefree, and enjoying life in the garden. Garden life, flowers and fresh fruits. But your wife, she's an uptown girl. She's highly cultured. She's Lakshmi Devi. She's like, she's into the money, man. She's into the money, and she's into the, you know, finery, silk and jewelry and diamonds and jewels. So, birds of a feather, you flock together. You have to cut a profile, Jagannath. You have to look like tip top. So they got him all kinds of new gold. They got golden gloves and golden breastplate and huge golden crown and something like 10 kilos of gold all over the place. Just everything gold. And I had the darshan. This is called Sonavesh. Sona means gold. Sonavesh of Jagannath. Everywhere gold. And they say, yeah, now you're looking really good. Now I'm sure your wife will like it. She'll accept you now because you look opulent. You look prestigious and opulent, powerful, and like a king, like you should look. Now these gumsha and some Vaijayanti mala. What is this? Sandalwood face in your... what is this? So super, ultra, ultra casual. And now you look right. You're Jagannath. Oh. Okay, but there's one more thing. This is not enough to bribe your wife to get her open the door. You have to give her some sweets. And so then they inquired from some of the Sevadasis, what is the favorite sweet of Lakshmi Devi? Jagannath inquired, because he really didn't know, because he was always on the receiving end. He was always getting what he wanted, and she was always making what he liked, but he never knew what she liked. Sounds like a standard Indian family. Husband gets what he likes, but God knows what the wife likes. It's not necessarily the same thing. Two different people. So he finally found out her favorite, or Priya Bhog, Rasgulla. Rasgulla. So then he didn't give her a small half a kilo box. He didn't give her a 1 kilo box. He made a huge pot with 1,008 huge rasgullas. And he put it on, it was so big and so heavy, all the juice, they had to put it on a big cart with big wooden wheels on it. And they wheeled it up to the, and his cooks and his servants, they wheeled it up to the front gate. And then Jagannath came up, standing there. And then they knocked on the gate, and some Sevadasi opened and said, please, Jagannath, this is Jagannath's secretary, please, Jagannath is begging his wife, Lakshmi Devi, to please open the door. And they looked down and said, yeah, you look okay, but you're not giving any gift, any pacification gift? You have to pacify because she's in Mon. She's very angry. Yes, yes, look here. Oh, acha. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. How many? There's 1,008. 1,008 rasgullas. Oh, wait 1 minute. And they run back. Lakshmi Devi. Your husband's there, he looks fantastic, so much gold and beautiful. Acha? And not only that, there's a huge pot with rasgullas. Huh? Rasgulla? Ah. Yeah, let him in. But first, before you let him in, bring in the rasgullas. So this is exactly the Leela that goes on even today. So they open the door and they push in they take in the rasgullas and close the door. And then Lakshmi Devi eats as many as she likes and then gives some to her Sevadasis. And she's feeling really good. And then she gives the word, all right, open the gate, allow my husband to come in. So this is, and it's so much Aryan bhajans, and everyone's, it's so much happiness and dancing and all these things. And that's the basic Rath Yatra, start to finish. But Lord Chaitanya, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, He is, every time he's taking darshan, every single day when he's going to take darshan of Jagannath, he's thinking, I am the same Radharani. And you are the same Krishna. You are Brijendranandan, Shyamasundar, you're playing the Vansuri. But what is this place? This is Kurukshetra. There's so many elephants here. Because Jagannath has so many elephants for his seva. There's so many elephants, horses, even they have elephant gate. They have Hati Dwara, they have Gora Dwara. They have four gates. Singha Dwara, Hati Gora, Vyagra. They have Tiger Gate, Lion Gate, Horse Gate, and Elephant Gate. These are the four entrance doors to the temple. You have so many elephants here, camels, horses. And everyone, you're wearing so much gold. And all these servants. And all this royal attire and opulent regalia. But you're the same. Because that's what it was in Kurukshetra. Because I mentioned that historically, there was a very special Surya Grahan, solar eclipse in Kurukshetra, north of Delhi. Everyone knows Mahabharata, Kurukshetra. And that solar eclipse was so unique that it only happens once in a day of Brahma. Now that's pretty rare. That's like once every 300 billion years. That's really a rare eclipse. And it's so rare, and it was so rare, it was about 5,000 years ago, Krishna's time, that all the prominent kings of India, they went there. Because when there's these solar eclipses, according to the Jyotishis, there is some chance of the annihilation of the Earth planet. Because of the proximity of the sun and Rahu and the earth, there is some chance that the earth could get destroyed. And during any eclipse, actually. But especially during this. So generally during eclipses, people go into the pious religious people, they immerse themselves in a sacred river, Godavari, Kaveri, Sindhu, Ganga, Jamuna. And then they chant their Ishta mantra. Whoever their Ishta Devata is, they chant that mantra. Krishna mantra, Ram mantra, Vishnu, Shiva, whatever. And they fix their consciousness on their Ishtadev just in case the planet is destroyed. Which means pralaya, which means the planet's destroyed and we are too. But if I'm absorbed in my Ishta, then I go to my Ishta. So this was such a rare, all the kings were there. And not only that, so Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra came from Kurukshetra. They were about 50, Krishna was about 50 years old at this time, 55. Not only he came, but all the Brijvasis came also. Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Sridham Subal, Lalita Vishaka, Radha, Chandravali, all the senior gopis, Rahini, etc., Ambika, Kalimba. They all assembled in Kurukshetra. They packed up their bullock carts, their bale gaddis, and they went to Kurukshetra. So every day when Lord Chaitanya in Radhabhav, in the mood of Radharani, identifying as Radharani, Radha Abhiman, was seeing, you can see, but you look, but you can't touch, salivate, but you can't taste, desire, but you can't fulfill. Mahaprabhu was seeing Shyamasundar, Brijendranandan, and Jagannath, couldn't touch him. He was seeing him, but he couldn't taste him. He was seeing him, but he couldn't embrace him. Because although he is the same Radharani and this is the same Krishna, this is Kurukshetra, but there's not the Vrindavan atmosphere. There's not the Vrindavan atmosphere. There's no Kadamba Briksh, no Keli Kadamba, no Jamuna, no Giriraj. So there's so much pain of separation. Union, but separation. This is the viraha, because I mentioned that the lila of Lord Chaitanya with Jagannath is a combination of the highest divine expressions of divine ecstasy. Sometimes sambhog milan, meeting Radha and Krishna, sometimes viraha, separation, burning in the pangs of separation. Radha and Krishna burning in the pangs of separation from one another, viraha agni. Virulent, poisonous flames of separation. So Lord Chaitanya and Radha Bhav would see every day, oh, this is Kurukshetra. But then when Lord Jagannath would come out of the temple and got on the Rath Yatra cart, then Lord Chaitanya was in ecstasy. An ecstasy. Because when Radha met Krishna, it was actually a very tragic meeting when all the Brijvasis, when Krishna went to Kurukshetra and they all met him. First he met his mother and father, Yashoda and Nanda and Rohini. And they hadn't, Krishna left Vrindavan when he was 10 years and a few months. And he never saw his mother and father again. He went to Mathura, then to Dwarka. He was 17 years in Mathura. Then he went on to Dwarka for another 100 years. So he saw them at Kurukshetra. It was about 40 or 50 years later after it was 40 or 50 years since he'd seen them. So they were separated. He was separated from his mother and father for 50 years approximately. They met at Kurukshetra. And it was such a pathetic meeting that Yashoda and Nanda, they just looked at their Gopal, they just looked at Krishna. They were just crying and crying. And Mother Yashoda, she was crying tears and her breasts were pouring milk. And remember, if Krishna is 50, that means she was about 90 or 100 because she's quite old when she gave birth to Krishna. She's 100 years old and breast milk is rushing from her, milk is rushing from her breasts like the Ganga. There's so much Vatsalya Bhav, so just erupting in the intensity of motherly affection. This is my baby. I don't care. He's 50 or I'm 100. It's my baby. And the Vatsalya Bhav transforms everything. This phenomenon is happening. It's described in the Shastra. So they just looked, and there's so much they wanted to say and so much they wanted to convey, but the only thing that came out of the mouth of Mother Yashoda and the only word that came out of Nanda Maharaj was, "Oh, Gopal. Oh, Gopal." They couldn't utter another word. That's all they could say. So then, after that, he met with his coward boyfriends, his suckas, his intimate friends in friendly relationship, Sridham, Radharani's older brother, and Subal, his best of friends, and Stoka Krishna, Kinkini, all the different coward boys, especially these intimate ones. And again, they wanted to say so many things, and the coward boys, they felt indignant. They felt indignant because they were neglected. "Krishna, how could you neglect us? You left us. You went to Mathura. You said you're coming right back, and you didn't come back." And they wanted to speak with some hard words to Krishna. They wanted to say something. But all they could say is, "Oh, Kaniya. Kaniya, Kaniya, Kaniya. Oh, Kaniya, oh, Kaniya." That's all they could say. And they were just melted in anguish seeing the Lord. Because they knew that this is Kurukshetra, it's not Vrindavan. And he'll go back to Dwarka after he leaves Kurukshetra. And we'll go back to Vrindavan without him. Then finally, Krishna met with the Braja Gopis. And this is a most unbelievable, heart-rending scene. The Braja Gopis, especially Srimati Radhika, they dragged themselves. They collected their bones and their frail bodies with their skin, which is stretched over their bones. They practically didn't eat. It's described by the Acharyas that once Krishna left Vrindavan, the Gopis never re-entered their houses again. They just lived under the trees and slept on the ground. And they wore the same sari, chunari and lengra, whatever it is. The dress, like gopi dress. They wore the same clothes they were wearing when Akrura took Krishna out of Vrindavan on the chariot. Like, why? Why were they wearing those same clothes for 50 years? Because when Krishna left, the breeze was blowing. Because the breeze blew off of Krishna's body carrying his fragrance, and the fragrance of Chandan and Kasturi and Karpur and this Aguru, which is Krishna's body, it came in the wind carried by the breeze and it went inside their clothes. Just like if you do puja all the time, then your dhoti smells like incense, right? It picks up the smell. I remember when I used to go in the store sometimes when I was temple president to buy something for the temple. And always in the temple, there's incense everywhere. And the lady would, at the checking out, they have these, and the lady takes your things in the cash register. She said, "Oh, sir, you smell so good. You smell so good." And then I have a cheddar. I say, "Yeah, maybe it's not me. Maybe it's this." And then she goes, "Oh, yeah. That's good. That's really good." I said, "That's Krishna." So that fragrance was suffused and saturated throughout their clothes. So they every time, "Oh, Krishna," then they would swoon. So Radharani in Kurukshetra, when she finally met with Krishna after 50 years, she was practically dying. They carried this half-dead, three-quarters dead gopi to Kurukshetra somehow or other. And even at Kurukshetra, she saw Krishna dressed in royal, it's called Rajvesh, royal vesh, big mukut and jacket and gold. And she was looking at a distance as he met his mother and other associates. And then she would look, and then she would swoon and faint on the ground. And then the gopis would pick her up and prop her up and face her in the direction of Krishna. See? And she would fall down again on the ground. And when Krishna came, finally left his mother and his friends and came to meet the gopis, Radharani was lying on the ground, and some gopis were holding some cotton. They had some small cotton they were holding to her nose. And there was so little breath passing out of Radharani's nostril, her nose, that the cotton wasn't even moving. Those little fine hairs, the cotton. Rui? There's rui. The hair wasn't even moving. And the gopis they're wondering. Because this, when Radharani saw Krishna speaking with the coward boys, then she swooned and fainted. And then the gopis are all gathered around her. And they're so distressed. At that moment, Shamsundar came, Krishna came. And the gopis are crying. And then when he suddenly appeared, because they're all the gopis were attending to Radharani. And then when Krishna appeared, then they looked up and they all said, they wanted to say so many things, but the only word they could say, "Oh, Shamsundar." And when they said, "Oh, Shamsundar," then Radharani woke up. She woke up from her swoon of ecstatic trance. She's lying in the ground, she's looking up. And she sees Shamsundar after 50 years. So this mood of Radharani meeting Krishna at Kurukshetra during the solar eclipse, this is the antarbhav, the inner mood of Lord Chaitanya when he's dancing in the Rath Yatra. Because when the gopis did finally pull themselves together and try to converse with Krishna to some extent, at least the Lita and Vishakha were able to vocalize some of their intentions and feelings, they were saying, and Radharani spoke a few things finally. They said, "Please come back with us. Please come, get on your chariot and let's go together back to Vrindavan. You promised. Let's go back to Vrindavan." So this is the Lord Chaitanya's mood of Rath Yatra is that I am Radharani, Jagannath is Brajendranandan Krishna, and I'm dancing in front of Jagannath's cart. I don't dance in front of Balaram's cart. I don't dance in front of Subhadra's cart. Because my relationship is Madhurya Bhav, Mahabhav, Divyon Mad Mahabhav. I want to bring my Krishna, my Mora Prananath, I want to bring him back to Vrindavan. So this temple of Puri represents, Sri Mandir represents Kurukshetra. And Gundicha Mandir is not the garden house or the garden of the queen of King Indrajuna's queen, which she built and provided to offer service to Jagannath for his festival. But it is the gardens of Vrindavan. It represents Vrindavan. So Rath Yatra represents Radharani's emotions and bhav and separation, feeling great separation. Now she wants to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan so she can have union with him. Sambhog Milan. Because in Vrindavan, we can have Rasalila. In Vrindavan, we can have Jalkeli. In Vrindavan, we can have Banbihar. In Vrindavan, we can have all these pastimes. Not in Kurukshetra. Although I am the same Radha. And you are the same Krishna. But horses, elephants, kings, camels, gold, big drum, big dundavi drums. And this is not Vrindavan. Where's the Keli Kunjas? Keli Kunjas and Devan and the Jamuna Pulina. The sweetness of Vrindavan cannot be found anywhere in the universe. It's Madhur Dham. It's called Madhurya Dham Vrindavan. It is saturated with the Madhurya Leelas. So, Mahaprabhu is in this mood of Radharani, please, dancing in front of Jagannath Krishna, come back to the Gundicha, which represents Vrindavan. And then, of course, during the Rath Yatra, this is all described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, during the Rath Yatra, because when you don't meet your lover for a long time, you may want to test your lover. You want to test your beloved. Are you true to me? Did you remember me? Do you still care for me? Do I still have the same power and sway over you that I used to have? Or now have you become independent? And you're independent and you no longer can be influenced by me because you've been away from me so long. So Radharani Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu wanted to test Shyamasundara. So it's interesting when you see the description of Rath Yatra, there were 7 kirtan parties. And all of them were around Jagannath's cart. There were 4 kirtan parties in the front and one on the other either side. One on the back, one on the right, left, and 4 in the front. That makes 7. There's no description of Balaram's kirtan parties. And Subhadra, I'm sure there were also kirtan parties. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Antaranga Bhaktas, they were all clustered around him, and they're all with Jagannath, Brajendra, Nandan, Krishna. Lord Chaitanya never left. We say, Vrindavanam Prityaja Ekam Param Nagachati. So this applies to Radha and Krishna. Krishna never leaves Radha, and Radha never leaves Krishna or Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in front of the Rath, and he's so happy because he says, now we're going to Vrindavan. Now we're going to Vrindavan. You're coming with me. Now I'm having union. I'm seeing you. There's no separation. I'm dancing in front of you, and you're dancing. But I want to test your love. Will you still move as I move? Will you still dance as I dance? Do I still have that? Does my love still have the power to control you? Are you still Vasibhut? Prem Vasibhut. Prem Vasibhut means controlled by Prem. Oh, my Shyamasundara. Oh, Brajendra Nandan. Are you still controlled by my love? Or has my love become diluted by the force of time? And maybe another lover has occupied your heart. Maybe you're only feigning affection for me. Feigning, pretending. But actually you have a secret lover. You picked up a new lover in Dwarka. I've heard something about Rukmini. I've heard something about somebody named Satyabhama, Mitravinda, Satya, Lakshmana, Jambavati, Satyabhama. I've heard about these. Have you fallen in love with them? Have you forgotten me? Because you're smiling, but people smile on the outside, but think of something else on the inside. So Jagannath is smiling. Okay, Radharani. But Radharani, you know, I have 2 cell phones. One for you, and one for my other girlfriend. No, Jagannath's not like that. But Radharani wanted to test. Mahaprabhu wanted to test. Is my love still controls you? My love still... You still dance to my love? You still move to my love? Or has someone else taken charge of your heart? I have 16,108 competitors. And I am only one. Stiff competition. One against 16,108. And they're so sophisticated and they're so cultured. They speak Sanskrit and Devanagari. And they know all ragas and raganis. And they're so expert in music, and they're expert at dressing and walking in such a royal way. They're queens. I'm simply a gaunwali. Barsani wali radhe, shi radhe radhe radhe. Barsani wali radhe, shi radhe radhe radhe. Radha kundame, radhe radhe. Shama kundame, radhe radhe. Seva kundame, radhe radhe. Jai jai shi radhe. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in the Radha Bhav, the Mahabhav of Radharani, in the madness of love, the Unmad, Prem Unmad, the madness of love, dancing in ecstasy, wanting to test the depth of Shyamasundara, Brajendranandan, and Jagannath's love. So how did he do that? How did she do it? During the Rath Yatra, while Lord Gauranga is dancing, and he said, yes, come with me, come. And Jagannath saying, Krishna saying, yes, I will follow you to the end of eternity. Sounds like a line from a love story. I will follow you to the end of eternity. Wherever you go, I will be right there with you. Our love is inseparable, unbreakable. Nothing can come between you and me. Not anything, anyone of this world, any deva. Our love is unbreakable. So much happiness in the heart of Radharani. I am dancing and the Lord is dancing behind me. I am moving towards Vrindavan. He's coming. It's working. But maybe he's only making a show. Maybe if I disappear, he'll go on his own. He'll go his own way, even without me. He doesn't depend on me. He doesn't need my love. It's not my love that's carrying him. He's just going on his own. He's going for a ride. My love doesn't control him. My prema is not Bashibut, controlling Jagannath. Let me test him. So then Gauranga, Radharani goes, disappears from the front of, from the vision. The bumblebee eyes of Shyamasundara are fixed on the beautiful lotus face of Gauranga, Radharani, and relishing the nectar of her face. And the bumblebee eyes of Gauranga are fixed on Jagannath's beautiful eyes, slightly red from anurag. Anurag is an intensity of prem, anurag. Sneha, man, rag. Anurag, bhav, mahabhav. So they're locked in this vision of each other. And then suddenly Gauranga disappears and he goes behind the chariot. Backside, piche. Rath ka piche. Ah, oh, Radharani ka kotai. Ah. And his eyes, that's why his eyes are so big. Jagannath's eyes are so big because he's looking for Radha. Where, Radharani, where have you gone? Radha kotai, Radhika kotai, where are you? Looking, if you want to look, get a broad perception or expand your peripheral vision, then you have to open your eyes wide. Looking everywhere, looking up. Then the cart stops. Halt. Halt. Stops. No forward, doesn't move. Rath Yatra is finished. It's over. There's no yatra. There's no movement without the love of Radharani. Krishna cannot move one inch without Radha's love. So Mahaprabhu went behind the cart to test. Gauranga went to test the love of Shyamasundara and Jagannath. And Jagannath stopped. He didn't move one millimeter. He waited. And then Gauranga understood. Acha. My love still control. My lover is still controlled by my love. It hasn't waned or diminished even one drop. And feeling the inner satisfaction, that beautiful union within the heart of Brajendranandan and herself, then Gauranga returned. And then when he returned, Jagannath smiled. So his smile on his face tripled, became so big. Ah, you've come back. And then Gauranga started dancing again. And then Jagannath started moving. So this is, and then they went to the Gundicha and so many pastimes. So this whole Rath Yatra is such a deep pastime of loving exchanges between Radha and Krishna. experiencing divine union and separation, separation and union. And this rope, we're pulling this rope. This rope is a rope of love. This rope, that, of course, the rope is tied to the chariot. On the practical level, the chariot has no means of engine. There's no engine there. So we have to pull it. It's a heavy chariot. Many people require it. It has some ropes to hold on to and pull the chariot. That's the external idea. But this rope is the rope of love. And this rope, this is the only connection between the jiva and Krishna, is love. So this rope represents actually the connection, just like we're connected to our mother with a rope in the womb. It's called umbilical cord. The baby derives his life, his nourishment, his pran. His pran is food. Everything's coming through that rope, that connection. There's a connection between the, right? The belly of the baby to the womb of the mother. This is called umbilical cord, and that's cut at birth, right? Belly button. So this rope of Jagannath's car, it's one side is Jagannath, the other side is me pulling the rope. Because this Lord Chaitanya, sometimes when the cart wasn't moving, the cart stopped, and then all elephants came and wrestlers came to push it and pull it, and it wouldn't move. And then Lord Chaitanya went behind the cart and put his head on the cart, and then the cart moved. And he told all of his associates, you pick up the rope. Everyone dropped the rope, and Lord Chaitanya told Jagannatha Pandit and Nityananda, all the different devotees, you pick up the rope. And they just picked up the rope like this. Limply. They limply held, they didn't strain or hold, they held it like this. King Prataparudra and all his ministers, they're all observing. First, they call all these huge wrestlers who are the strongest among human beings are wrestlers. So they call the strongest representatives of the human race to push the cart. They couldn't move it. Then they call the strongest representative in the animal kingdom. The strongest animal, not necessarily the most ferocious, but in terms of physical strength, the strongest animal in the animal kingdom is the elephant. Although the lion defeats the elephant because of its teeth and claws. When they fight, usually the lion wins, so he becomes the king of the jungle and the prime minister or whatever. But as far as strength, a lion cannot lift up 5 palm trees. A lion is pretty lazy. But the elephant with his trunk can lift up 5 tall trees, huge trees, 250 feet long, you can go, or 200 feet long, and just lift it like this. Very, very strong. So all the kings, Rajahati, all the king's royal elephants were called, and they got behind the cart. They couldn't push it. And Lord Chaitanya said, the elephants were crying. The elephants were crying because they're pushing the ankush behind their ears, the mahout. The mahout means the elephant driver, the keeper. It's called mahout. And he had the ankush, the control behind the ear. It's a very sensitive area, even for us. It's also a martial arts point back here. So they're pushing it, and the elephants are, ow, ow, ow. And they were pushing, and they were crying. They were crying, and they couldn't push the cart. And Mahaprabhu said, no, don't cause distress to any living entity. Karunika, elephants, you go. Jao, go eat some leaves. And the wrestlers, he said, go, we don't need you. And he said, hey, my associates, take the rope. So they took the rope like this. They just held the rope like this to keep it off the ground. Lord Chaitanya went back and put his head, and then the cart. Because the cart of Jagannath is not moved by the rope. Pulling of the rope is not moving the cart. Jagannath's cart, the rath, what is the rath? Sitting on that rath is Jagannath. The rath is his heart. And he's sitting on his heart. And that rope is the rope of love, surrender, submission. So the rope, people, that's why Lord Chaitanya's associates are going like this. And one person, Gauranga or Radharani, is making Jagannath move because her love is so unlimited and so variegated that makes Jagannath move. So when we take the rope, now one side is Jagannath, the other side is me. So that is the rope of love. And that's the only rope that can bind Krishna. Damodar is the rope of love. So what we're pulling, we're trying to pull Jagannath We're not trying to pull Jagannath down the street from Juhu to Lokanwala. Lokanwala? Is that what it means? We're not trying to put this rope, is not the purpose of this rope, is not to pull the cart from Juhu to Lokanwala and back or stay there for a few days. This rope is our umbilical cord. Umbilical cord to our mother, to the source of prem. This is our connection. We have this rope, that we have this connection to our mother. So this rope is our connection to Krishna, to Jagannath, Shyamasundar. And we're pulling him, we're pulling through the means of that rope, which is our love, by our love, which is represented symbolically by the rope tied to Jagannath's cart, we're pulling Jagannath into our heart. This is the meaning of Rath Yatra. Pulling Jagannath into our heart by the strength and purity of our love, submission and surrender. So these are some thoughts about Jagannath Rath Yatra. Jagannath Rath Yatra ki jai. So this festival is all about, it's all about Mahabhav. It's all about Braja Prem. It's all about testing love. It's all about surrender. It's all about the heart of Radharani being revealed in this beautiful play between Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Shyamasundar. All of this and so much more, which is, you can find more of all these sentiments and experiences and descriptions in Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita and also Anti Leela. Very deep and rustic descriptions. I gave a general overview. But we understand that our viewpoint of Rath Yatra is not the same that Doordarshan television shows every year on the TV. Millions of people watch Rath Yatra every year on television, Japanese television, BBC, Doordarshan. But nobody actually sees Rath Yatra. Watching is one thing, seeing is another. We see through the eyes of Shastra, through the Mahajans. Shruti Chakshus, Shruti Chakshu, Smriti Chakshu. We see through the eyes of Shruti and Smriti and Guru Chakshu. Om Anjana, Timirandasya, Gananjana, Shalakaya, Chakshur, Unmilitam Jena, Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama. So when we go now to the Rath Yatra, through the eye, we see through the eyes of Gaudiya Vedanta. The Gaudiya Vedanta gives us this inner vision, this rustic vision of Rath Yatra. The pandas, there's 5,000 pandas in the Puri temple, and none of them have this idea of Rath Yatra. Not one of them. Think about that. This whole idea of Mahabhav and Vrindavan, this is all the contribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's very deep and very unique. So we'll be pulling that rope and we'll be thinking of these ideas and we'll be dancing and we'll be thinking of Lord Chaitanya and praying. It's a very wonderful festival. So I pray to Lord Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to Srila Prabhupada that all of us can have a deep, profound experience of this Rath Yatra like we've never had before by entering into the emotions, the emotions. Don't enter into the commotion of Rath Yatra. The emotion and commotion of Rath Yatra, but enter into the emotions of Rath Yatra, the inner bhavas and the inner feelings and rasas of Lord Jagannath's heart and Lord Chaitanya's heart, and what is the significance in terms of love. This is a dance of love, an exchange of love, and we are meant to share in that love and receive that love and offer our love in return. This is the real meaning of Rath Yatra. For us, everyone has their own ideas or meanings of things, but this is what it means for us. And it's a very vast, unlimited ocean of Ras. This Rath Yatra festival is very, very deep. The deeper we go, the deeper it is. So thank you very much for your attention. Rath Yatra ki jai.